American Road Trip Talk begins after this message.
You know his vision of America, but do you know his name? One of the most highly respected artists of America's Great Depression era, John Stuart Curry, defined the country's perceptions of the American Midwest. His painting, Tornado Over Kansas, is still one of the most iconic images in U.S. pop culture today. For the first time in a quarter century, Curry's masterworks will be exhibited under one roof. Visit the Muskegon Museum of Art in Michigan this summer to see John Stuart Curry, Weathering the Storm, an exhibition of life, art, and the American Midwest. To learn more, visit MuskegonArtMuseum.org/Curry. The horizon is wide and the highway is calling. That means it's time for another episode of American Road Trip Talk. I'm your host, Gary Mance, with a welcome and an invitation to travel the byways and back roads of yesteryear, searching for America in every incomparable mile. Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have you along for the ride. Glad to be working alongside Nathan Miller, our producer. This is American Road Trip Talk. We'll be back with the interview right after this.
Hi, everybody. This is Anson Williams from Happy Days. And I want to bring attention to a life-saving product called Alert Drops. Drowsy driving is one of the most catastrophic problems in America, and Alert Drops will stop it. What is Alert Drops? Alert Drops is a simple spray on the tongue made out of citric acid, sour lemon, and water. A simple spray on the tongue, nothing in your system, and you're naturally awake, naturally alert. Go to alertdrops.com. Very important. Go to alertdrops.com and stay safe.
American Road Magazine would like to thank Ranker.com, EnjoyTravelLife.com, and TravelersPress.com for honoring us with excellent ratings on their recent lists of outstanding travel magazines. American Road was listed among the top 25 travel magazines in 2024 by Ranker, by Travelers Press in the top 25 travel magazines 2024, one of only three in that group that are dedicated to travel in the USA. And Enjoy Travel Life rated American Road Magazine as number one in the best specialty magazines for Travelers 2024 category. To say the least, we are grateful.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to American Road Trip Talk. Mark Green of Cars Yeah says, quote, "For me, an adventure drive is when you go off the freeway and onto the back roads, or no roads, out into the wilderness, away from cities and on roads in unique locations where tourists rarely venture," unquote. Mark Green is our guest today, and he has stories of remarkable men and women who have done it. Mark Green, welcome once again, my friend.
Gary, Nathan, so good to be back here on Trip Talk. Always fun to talk with you guys. And today, got some very interesting people to talk about who've been guests on my podcast. But first and foremost, happy International Women's Day to all the female listeners out there and guys that like women. It's a day that was set aside, I believe it was over 100 years ago for women to advocate for their rights and liberties that now, of course, we all share. And I always remind people there's hundreds of women on the Cars Yeah podcast that you can go and listen to who have figured out how to have careers in the automotive sector. It's a growing sector for women. Used to be kind of just a guy's thing, but lots of women there. So happy International Women's Day.
Hear, hear. And our listeners will want to know, if you don't know already, Mark Green is the founder, host, and producer of the Cars Yeah podcast. The mission behind Cars Yeah is Mark's mantra, inspiring automotive enthusiasts. Mark Green's goal is to inspire automotive enthusiasts by interviewing inspiring automotive enthusiasts and sharing their stories of success. Cars Yeah shows can be enjoyed worldwide on the Cars Yeah website or any mobile podcast app. You can also find episodes of the Cars Yeah TV show on the Cars Yeah YouTube channel. Cars Yeah.
All right. There you go.
We got it out there, my friend.
I appreciate that very, very much. Yes.
You're quite welcome.
Well, thank you. Well, today we're going to talk about great adventures because spring is coming and it can't get here quick enough for now for people like you that are down there in sunny Florida enjoying the sunshine year round. You may say, what are you talking about, Mark? But up here in the Pacific Northwest, while it is dry today, it's a bit chilly and of course rains a lot and there's other parts of the country getting a lot of snow. So today I thought we'd talk about what's coming, springtime and great adventures out there on the road. And I wanted to start, since it is International Women's Day, with a woman who's been on my show twice, but the last time she was on with her husband. Mercedes is her name, Lilienthal, and her husband is Andy. And they just got back from one of the most amazing adventures ever. They've done it before. It's called the Alcan 5000. Have you ever heard of that one, Gary?
I have, but I know next to nothing about it. Please enlighten us. Alcan 5000. Just the name seems intimidating.
Yes, and it is. So Mercedes and Andy, they are a husband and wife team. They have a website called Crankshaft Culture. They talk about off-roading, getting out there into the wilderness, doing things in cars that people typically wouldn't do. And they've competed before in this, but this year, they just literally a couple weeks ago came back from the 2024 Alcan 5000 rally, and they were driving a car that they were given to use, a brand new Ineos Grenadier. And this is a very cool vehicle. You can look it up. It's a car that is kind of reminiscent of the old Land Rovers, but it's all new technology and it's designed to go off-road. And they tackled a 10-day, 5,000-mile journey in very blisteringly cold temperatures. They have to navigate their way through very treacherous conditions, abundant large wildlife, fighting sleep deprivation. A whole bunch of people compete in this. And it's kind of time distance rally situation where they have to get to certain checkpoints at certain times. And this Ineos Grenadier is outfitted to do just that. It's a 4x4 workhorse. It's a powerhouse. It has new innovation in it. They were so excited to do it in this vehicle. And guess what? They won their class. So that's pretty darn cool, don't you think?
Oh, I definitely think so. Now, you said they won their class. What are the distinctions?
Well, there's different classes for different kinds of vehicles. It's a lot like if you think of the Baja 500 or the Baja 1000. There's different types of vehicles, different power levels. Most of these are teams, but some of the people go on the Alcan 5000 by themselves, which adds a lot of challenges, no doubt, because in this case, Andy does the driving and Mercedes does the navigating. So in a time distance rally, if you've never done that, you start off at a certain time and then you have to get to certain checkpoints within certain time configurations, if you will. And these guys compete down to the seconds of who's going to win in their class. So classes are divided up between different kinds of vehicles, of course. These guys have done this before. These guys and gal, I should say. And they are experts at this. But the fact that they got to do it in this kind of a vehicle, and our listeners here can look this up, the Ineos Grenadier is pretty darn cool. In fact, it got my next door neighbor so excited who loves to go out in the wilderness. He actually took his Ford Raptor up to the Ineos dealer up north of us here, and he's thinking about getting one. He thinks these things are pretty darn cool. So they're designed to go off-road, designed to have fun that way. But the idea here is to go out into the wilderness and compete against, in their case, very, very, very cold temperatures, which adds to the complexity of this entire thing. And you can listen to their talk on my podcast where they talked about what was coming. I'd like to have them back and talk about the adventure afterwards, but they have a website called Crankshaft Culture, which is very fun. So if you like outdoor, off-road stuff, you can go and listen and learn about this adventure and learn about all the other things that they write about. But I thought we'd start with them because that's a very daring thing to do. Some of us just take off-road and we drive down little dirt roads or logging roads and we feel like we've done something. But this adventure is something special. So my hat's off to Mercedes and Andy for winning their class. Very, very well done. Not easy to do when you think about the weather aspects that you have to get to a certain checkpoint within a certain amount of time down to the second. Hard to do when it's 30 below zero and snowing and there's polar bears and giant moose and who knows what ice roads that they're driving on. Pretty spectacular. Yeah, pretty cool.
I'm intrigued that they would pick that time of year for the race.
Well, that's the whole idea. Let's make it hard. Why would you want to do it when it's easy? That would be called a vacation. This would be called an adventure. So yes, they want to make it extra hard. So that's the idea of the Alcan 5000. It's been going on for quite some time and quite amazing. You can find their website and learn all about it if you want to go and compete.
Congratulations.
Next, yeah, absolutely. Now, next up, I have another guest, and sorry to jump on top of you there, but I'm really excited about this guy because he was a guest on my podcast several months ago. I talk to people from all over the world. In fact, I had a young woman on my show just recently who is an artist in Ukraine, an automotive designer and artist in Ukraine. Now imagine trying to launch your career and work in a country that's been invaded and is at war. And she's doing just that. I thought it was quite amazing. You can find her on my website. But I want to talk about Scott Bannister because Scott lives in UK. And I've interviewed a lot of people in the UK. And Scott is one of these guys that, as all my guests are, people that love cars. And he was working in a field that he was successful at, but he was kind of bored with it. And he thought, you know what? I wonder if people would like to take old cars or their cars or cars we find for them and go on European adventures. And eventually he'll bring this to the US. His company is called Regularity and it's a events company with the goal of opening the world to touring challenges to a very broad audience of mostly motorsport enthusiasts. And it's what he calls an evolution of an idea that is participating in classic motorsports challenges. Now, there's challenges like this. There's the Paris-Dakar rally. There's rallies in Europe all the time. But he's set this aside to have it be maybe a little more polished, as the British might say, a little more dignified. And you go on these planned trips, and he takes you way off the beaten path and drives all over Europe in these different types of environments. And as I said, you can bring your car. He's hoping to be able to allow people to rent cars, maybe their old classic cars. And his passion for classic cars and driving tours, which spurred from his father, really got this going. So that's all about driving all over Europe and doing really unique backroad adventures that you would never think to do if you went to a foreign country and traveled. They find really great, quaint restaurants, hotels, boutique hotels to stay in. To me, being an old car guy, this sounds like something that would be absolutely spectacular, especially if you could do it in an old vintage car. And they have backup people to help you. So if the cars break down, they can make them work again, because that is a problem with old cars. But I thought he was an amazing guy because he's taken on a very challenging career to start this. This year's the first year they're doing several rallies, tours, I guess you say, or drives. And he does them all over Europe. So imagine being able to go do that. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, it would indeed. I want to stop here for a moment to just give proper recognition and congratulations to first Mercedes and Andy Lilienthal.
That's the name.
Those are the folks that won their classification in the Alcan 5000.
Yep.
And then we have Scott Bannister, who quit his career to start Regularity. Is that a company? And I presume there's a website associated with it?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the great things about the Cars Yeah podcast is you can go and listen on my website, but I have links there to all these people's companies. So if you wanted to reach out to Andy or Mercedes or Scott or the other people we'll talk about today, they'll have links on the website there that you can go and find their websites, talk to them. And in the case of Scott's business, Regularity, talk to him about flying over to Europe and doing a drive in some very unique, fun way. And again, it's the back roads that you wouldn't normally see. You typically go on the autobahns or the freeways over there, the highways, the autostrasses, as they call them. But these go to places that would be probably never found if he hadn't gone and found them for you beforehand. Really, really a cool deal.
You mentioned bespoke.
Yes.
You use the word bespoke. That has a certain meaning. It seems like it's tailor-made for the individual.
Very much so. British term, of course, having bespoke suits made. I just had a guest on my show, actually the day we're recording this, yesterday, Ransom, who's a guy who builds bespoke motorcycles, custom motorcycles for people. They're absolute works of art, by the way. I'd love to have one parked right here in my living room. But bespoke driving adventures. Think about that for a moment. Things that are tailored for a specific small group of people to go and do that you would never figure out on your own without a massive amount of research, and to do it in a way that you're in areas that are safe. You're not driving into areas that maybe you shouldn't be driving into. Yeah. Scott Bannister, Regularity. Check him out. Very, very cool idea.
And once again, so that's Regularity, Scott Bannister, and Mercedes and Andy Lilienthal. You can find them on Facebook. Crankshaft Culture, is that a website unto itself?
Yes. Yep. Yep. That's their website. They actually have several websites based on all sorts of different parts of their business, I guess I should say, or what they might do. But those two are amazing people. I mean, I just, and the fact I joked with them saying, oh my gosh, I'm not sure I could do something like this with my wife. I think we'd end up probably arguing a bit about, no, you told me to turn right. You told me to drive 42 miles an hour for, you know, it's very, very planned out. It's a challenging way to do a trip, but pretty cool.
Let's move on now to someone I want to talk to you about, Mark, a lady named Josie Rimmer and something called Dirtfish.
Yeah. Josie is great. It's a local company just north of me here. I live about an hour south of Seattle. Their company, Dirtfish, is about an hour north. And what they have created, her father started the company quite some time ago. She's evolved into it and is now running several divisions of the company. It's a company that teaches you how to do rally driving, which is basically off-road, in the mud and dirt, driving in cars. Now, rally drivers, you can go online to YouTube and watch professional rally drivers. I think that's one of the most insane, crazy, daring driving sports ever. But what they do at Dirtfish is they teach you how to drive in those environments in a safe way. They're not so much about teaching you to be a race car driver. It's more about going and driving in those types of environments. And what Josie's done is head up, she's part of their strategy for women in motorsports, their coordinator for that. And so she has groups where she'll bring women in to teach them how to drive in these environments. Even if you're not going to go drive on the off-beaten path, let's say you're going to take up here in the Pacific Northwest, there's a lot of logging roads, and you can go and drive logging roads. They're muddy, they're bumpy, they can be a little scary. You need the right kind of car. But if you have the skill sets to know how to drive in that environment, like driving in the snow or ice, then she will teach you, and her team will teach you how to have confidence in driving those environments. But I'll tell you something, if you've never driven a rally car, and they've got rally cars there, it is fun to go out in the mud, something you'd probably never do in your fancy daily driver, and slide around, spin around, drive the car, go over some bumps, go over some jumps, if you will, and learn how to drive. And Dirtfish, they have their own website. And I thought it'd be appropriate to talk about Josie because when she was on my show years ago, she was quite young. She was just in college. And now she's evolved into running some of their departments there. And she stayed on as one of the key team members. But they have instructors. They have special days for people. You can bring groups there. It's pretty darn fun. And there's other organizations like this around the country that do this kind of thing. So if you have a propensity to go out and get dirty in a car, someone else's car is always better, I say, to get dirty in. You can go to Dirtfish and check them out, or probably go online and find other companies like this across the United States.
And that is Josie Rimmer, Dirtfish.
Yep.
You can just Google Dirtfish, and that ought to take you where you need to go to find out a lot of good information.
Absolutely. Or you can go again to the Cars Yeah website, type her name in, and you'll find her show. You can listen to her talk about Dirtfish and what they do there. I've had actually several people, directors and other drivers from Dirtfish, on the Cars Yeah podcast. So you can type in the search bar Dirtfish and all those people will come up. And you can learn different perspectives. But since it's International Women's Day, I thought, okay, Josie's got to be on the show. And that evolves us into another person that I really wanted to talk about today. I've had hundreds of women on the podcast who work in the automotive sector. And most of them, if not all of them, are quite amazing in many, many ways. And we could talk for hours about all of them. But this one lady in particular, she stands out in my mind. Her name is Steph Jevons. She lives in the UK. And her backstory is quite extensive and long, but I'll try to narrow it for the time that we have left here today. She got in a little bit of trouble and actually ended up in jail. And she, when she got out, she needed to go find something new and different to do and something that would just change her life, redirect her focus. And in 2018, she decided to set off on a round-the-world solo motorcycle ride. Now, I always wonder if somebody that would just, man or woman, that would just wake up one morning and say, I think I'm going to jump on a little 250cc Honda motorcycle, and I'm going to drive on all seven continents, and wherever it will take me, it will take me. She traveled for over a year, 74,000 miles. I'm trying to imagine sitting on a 250cc Honda for that long. I don't That's know if incredible. My back would hold up. It was 54 countries. But here's what amazed me. I have a daughter, and I always think about her safety. And if she woke up one day and said, Dad, I'm going to get on a motorcycle and travel all over the world by myself, I would probably do everything I could to stop her just because of the safety factor. I honestly don't think I would be so brave as Steph was. But that's what she did. And as a result, she ended up writing a book that was titled Home by Seven. And when you listen to her talk about the story, talk about her adventure, talk about what she had done and what she did, I just kept going, is this real? I have a hard time imagining it. Wouldn't you?
I think about it and I can see myself. It might not be that particular fantasy, but how many of us have dreamed of something? We've fantasized about it. We might have even taken down some notes. We've scribbled about it. We've wondered about it, but we never get around to actually doing it. For someone to follow through on a project of that scale is amazing to me.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. And you know, I see we have a little bit of time left here, and it begs me to talk a bit about another woman that was on my show and her daughter. Her name is Renee Brinkerhoff. And I've got to bring her up here because Renee has a similar story. Renee was I believe she was on 52, 54 year old housewife. She'd raised two beautiful daughters at home, housewife, taking care of the family. Her husband was working. And one day she was folding the laundry and she said, you know what? I want to go racing. And her husband came home and she said, I want to go racing. And he looked at her and said, you know, what have you been drinking today? What do you mean racing? You've never talked about racing at all. And she goes, yeah, and I want to do it in an old Porsche, like from the 50s. Well, I've had her on the show several times. And you can go back and she has a great website. You can learn all about Renee Brinkerhoff and her daughter, Christina, who's been a guest on the show. Very long story and many years story cut short is Renee found a 1957, I believe, 356 Porsche. She outfitted it to go racing. And the first race she did was down in Mexico at the Carrera Panamericana race, which is a multi-day race on public roads that is just gnarly, to say the least. It's a dangerous journey. There's, you know, drop-offs. There's all sorts of things that can go wrong. And the first time she did it, she won her class as a woman. Now, there weren't too many women racing back then, but she went back to race that car on all seven continents, including Antarctica, where she had the car modified with tracks on the back and sleds on the front to be able to run it in the ice and the snow. And as a result, what she's done is she started Valkyrie Racing, and she raises money to help the exploitation of child sex trafficking. And that's her charity of choice. She has been responsible for saving lots of young children that have been trafficked. Her story it continues to this day to blow me away. Valkyrie Racing, you can find it online. You can find YouTube about her. She is quite an amazing woman. from what she's done. Renee Brinkerhoff, my hat's off to her.
Thank you so much, Mark Green, for another fine episode. You always bring it, my friend.
I know a lot of cool people, including you.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Good to be here.
Always good to have you with us, Mark Green. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to American Road Trip Talk. Along with Thomas and Becky Repp, co-founders of American Road Magazine, we remind you to visit our website, AmericanRoadMagazine.com, to preview the current issue. Until next time, dream well and drive safely on the American Road.
Hi, everybody. This is Anson Williams from Happy Days, and I'm so excited to tell you about American Road. It is the best car travel magazine in the world. They have the most fantastic adventures detailed in each magazine with all your itinerary. We could just jump in the car with your family and have the most fabulous adventures you've ever had in your life. Please, get a copy of American Road and start your own adventure.